You know, it wouldn't be a Friday show if we didn't have at least one little tiny minor hiccup to start it. Oh, man, it's time to start the show. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports, and it's brought to you by Knutson's and also our friends at Bud and Bud Light. And we start the show today with Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8 Ball. So let's go ahead and bring in the other half of this segment. Let's welcome Drew to the show. Hey, Drew.
Magic Mark Daly. Hey. What's happening?
Magic Mark. Well,
I like that.
You know, I think I went by that long, long time ago, right after I graduated from college. But that was a whole different career.
Imagine that.
So, hey, last week we had a hiccup getting the show started. This week, totally my fault because I accidentally hung up on you.
Not very nice.
Just as we were going live, I hung up on you. So I apologize. It was not on purpose. It was what we call in the business an ID10T error.
Oh, the business.
The business, right.
I like that. All right.
Okay, so before we get started with our picks, before we start with the Magic 8 Ball, let's revisit last week.
Or not.
It wasn't that bad.
I feel good about this week. Let's just skip it. Let's get right to it, right? I'm fired up. Do we really got even?
We have to let our listeners know.
The past, Mark.
We have to let our listeners know where we let off and where we are in the race. It wasn't that bad.
Can't you post it on Facebook?
As I told my boss, as I told Jen, I'm like, I want Drew to win. I want you to win. So
I don't care about winning. I just don't want to lose the 8 ball.
I don't want to lose. We're both losing to the 8 ball.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Crazy. You got to beat the 8 ball.
All right. Last week, Iowa at Maryland. All three of us picked Iowa, and Iowa got the win. And then the next game, Minnesota at Purdue. We all picked Purdue, and they let us down. Minnesota won. Kind of like what
Minnesota,
you said. We just don't know what to think with Minnesota.
Minnesota doesn't know what to think about Minnesota.
No. Next game, Northwestern at Nebraska. I picked Nebraska. The 8-ball picked Nebraska. You picked Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Myself and the 8-ball got a win.
Sure did.
Yeah, we all got a win for Iowa, so that all counted too. We all got a win for Iowa. Western Kentucky at MSU. I picked MSU, and you picked MSU, but not to beat the spread. Mm-hmm. You're thinking Western Kentucky. They came close.
They've been playing tight games. So yeah, it was one of those last minute up in the air type choices.
8-ball picked Western Kentucky too, so I got the win on that one. But the next game, it was a wash because Charlotte versus Illinois. Illinois won, but they were picked by 11 to win.
Would they win by 10?
Yeah, they won by 10. They won by 10.
They didn't quite cover.
So I didn't. Yes, so they didn't quite cover. So I lost that one, and you and the 8-ball got a win there. U of M versus Wisconsin. And Wisconsin was picked to win by 2. U of M just took them out back. That was a great. And I got a text from you saying you'll gladly take the loss on that one.
All day long. I still can't believe they looked as good as they did again.
Oh man, they looked awesome.
That was great.
And it wasn't so much. Go ahead.
It was great. It was, like I said, it was great. Both sides of the ball. I mean, they actually could run a little bit. Their passing game was a little more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, I can't lie. I was happy to see that one be a loss in my column.
Yeah. And it was. U of M, we got the win. You and the 8-ball both picked Wisconsin. Penn State hosting Indiana. We all picked PSU, and we all got a win. And Ohio State at Rutgers. Myself and the 8-ball picked Ohio State. You picked you knew Ohio State was going to win, but you didn't think they'd beat the spread.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a stretch. It was a lot of points, though, so it was one of those.
Yeah.
Kind of hoping maybe something would happen. And unfortunately, Rutgers looked good in the second half against Michigan. So I thought they had a chance to keep it somewhat close. But obviously, the Scarlet Knights are, the usual Scarlet Knights that you know and love, Mark.
I know Rutgers.
You love them.
Not really. But there we are. At the end of week 5, 8-ball is ahead with 35 points. I'm in second with 33, and not too far behind is Drew with 29.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's not too far behind.
No, you're not far behind at all.
No,
and we
no,
gave ourselves a little padding, so we had a better chance of catching up. So we're throwing in the NFC games this week.
Oh, is that going to somehow that we get more choices? That's going to make our numbers go up? I mean,
yeah,
that could make as well.
In theory, I don't know. Eight ball. We've been following the NFC North for decades. Eight ball didn't even make its trip from China, you know, until this year. So it has no history to pull from with the NFC North, okay?
That's true. That's true. It wasn't even a speck of melted plastic.
It was not. All right. So are you ready?
I'm ready. We're start with the Big Ten first. Where are we going?
Yeah, we're starting Big Ten first. All right. I had Maryland at OSU for our first pick. You want to go first? You want me to?
You know, you're the show host, Mark. Go ahead.
I'll go first on this one. It's kind of an easy one, even though Maryland has shown flashes of brilliance, and the seventh-ranked Ohio State football Buckeyes have not quite had the season that they thought they were going to have. I'm still going to pick OSU on this one. The spread's 21. I think the Buckeyes will easily take that.
I think you're wrong, sir.
Ah! You're wrong!
I'm going with the Turtles, man. Before last week, the Turtles started 4-0.
Yeah.
They threw six interceptions last week. That's not going to happen again. Well, at least I don't think so. I can't say it's not, but I really don't think so. I just don't see Maryland making that many miscues again. 21's a lot, but I think, little tug of battle is going to bounce back. I mean, I don't think they're going to win the game, but I see it going to be, 17, 14, something like that. I think they're going to keep a little bit closer than 21.
All right. Let's go to the Magic 8-Ball. We actually are going to the Magic 8-Ball cam if you're watching us on Facebook Live right now. And it says, ask again later. I really don't like it when the 8-Ball is fickle. We'll come back. We'll circle back to that one. MSU at Rutgers. Okay, you go ahead first on this one.
MSU, Rutgers. What was it, 4.5?
I got 5.5.
5.5.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to change my thought on that too much.
Yeah.
Well, Spartans 4-2 against the spread in their last six away games. Thorne looked really good last week, over 300 yards. Rutgers is Rutgers is 4-16 straight up in their last 20 home games. You believe that at home?
Wow.
I was shocked they were that bad at home.
Yeah, well, they've only been good for like the last 2 years.
Well, I mean, when you say good, we're not saying
all right,
good.
All right. They've been better the last couple of years.
They've been better
this year and last year. Fair?
Right.
Okay.
I agree. So, I mean, they're improved, but I think Spartans are too good. So, yeah, it's going to be a Sparty party.
Sparty party. MSU Drew. And I'm going to go with MSU also. I just think they've got too much power. Even though it is Rutgers at home, we've seen their home games. They don't pull in crowds. It's not like it's really that big of a home advantage playing Rutgers on their turf. And MSU, I mean, there's a reason why they're ranked number 11 right now. They have been a surprise so far this season, but it's been a pleasant surprise. They just got too much muscle, too much power, and I think they're going to overtake Rutgers this weekend. Let's go to the Magic 8-Ball cam. Magic 8-Ball, will MSU win with the spread? Come on. It's on one of the air. It says, I can't read it. As I see it, yes. As I see it, yes. So the Magic 8-Ball has decided to go with MSU on that one. All right, you're next on this one. Wisconsin at Illinois. Wisconsin is out of the top 25 now. Wisconsin picked to win this one by 10.
Yeah. Oh, it was 10?
Yeah.
Oh, they kind of changed a little. I saw 8.5, but that was a couple of days ago. But they just got destroyed last week. I mean, obviously they looked terrible. Are they that bad this year? Is Michigan a little bit better? I mean, I think Michigan played better. Wisconsin's really not very good. I was kind of surprised. But look at Illinois. Remember who they lost to? UTSA. I can't get that one. I cannot get that one out of my head. But then they beat Nebraska.
Yeah.
And then they were losing to the 49ers of Charlotte last week. So I'm going Wisconsin. I'm going Badgers.
Yep. You know, I was thinking the same thing. I just it's Illinois. They're the basement of the Big Ten this year. And Wisconsin, even though they certainly aren't the team that we're used to seeing coming out of Camp Randall, I with the way Illinois has played this year, I just can't see anything else other than Wisconsin beating them. So I'm going with the Badgers as well.
like I said, the only big thing to me was they actually did beat Nebraska, but that was early. You know, that was early on. So
yeah,
because Nebraska's actually improved this year. They're not as bad as they've been. We'll get to them in a little while, but I don't know. That was a tough one.
Yeah,
that was my hang-up.
They're still struggling, but all right, let's go to the Magic 8 Ball, Cam. Magic 8 Ball, will Wisconsin win with the spread? And I'm having a hard time getting the reply. Hazy, try again.
Oh,
so we're going to circle back to that. All right.
Don't be scared. Well, just say it, 8 Ball. Come on.
You know, we've got a new 8 Ball, Cam, and I'm realizing that I am not a hand model either. I have hands for radio as well. This is the things you see when you actually put them on camera. Okay.
You need more of that palm oliver.
Yes. Madge, I got to soak in it.
Yeah.
PSU, Penn State. Number 4, Penn State at number 3, Iowa.
Big matchup.
It is a big one. There's this one and another one on our list that's a little iffy for me. I really have no idea which way to go on this one. So the spread is only a point and a half. That's what I'm looking at. I really don't have a beat on this one. They're really good powerhouses in the Big Ten right now. So, I mean, there's a part of me that's leaning towards Penn State because they certainly surprised me a couple games this season. I didn't think they were going to win that, was it Clemson they played? Or Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know which one of those.
Auburn. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to win that game. They ended up dominating it. But I just don't know. So I'm going with the home team. I'm just going to go with Iowa simply because they're at home. It's a thin thread. They're thin spread, and they're two evenly matched teams. So I'm just going to go with the home team. Only reason for my pick is because they're home, Iowa. If it was the other way, if Penn State was at home, I'd be picking Penn State. But I'm going with Iowa because they're the home team.
I think that makes good sense, Mark. You got a lot of good points there. Penn State, you know, the only difference, the only thing I don't like about Iowa is they still can't really prove that they can throw the ball. They're kind of like Michigan. I mean, somewhat, but I mean, they really rely on that run heavily. Penn State's defense is a little more stout than anybody they've been up against so far. Penn State, 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games. 8-1.
Wow. You're doing some more
against the spread in their last 6 games against Penn State. So, I mean, it's kind of an even back and forth. So, I mean, you're dead on with, I think they are two really evenly matched teams. That's going to be cool to see what happens on it. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take Penn State.
All right. Trying to make up some ground.
Give me the Lions on the road.
PSU.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to watching that one this weekend. All right, Magic 8 Ball. Will Iowa win with the spread? Let me switch to the 8 Ball, Cam. Don't count on it.
All right.
It's going with you. It's going with PSU.
Huh.
Huh?
I don't know if I feel good or bad about it. I've kind of... Me and 8 Ball got a little issue going these days, but you know, it can get on board once in a while.
You like the 8 Ball as much as I like Rutgers. All right.
Yeah, but that's different. The 8 Ball's actually beaten up on it. That's a little different.
All right, our last Big Ten pick of the week, U of M at Nebraska, under the lights at Nebraska. I have no idea how Nebraska keeps getting all of these evening nationally televised games, but they are. I don't get it.
Because Michigan's there.
Nebraska sucks, but they've got the MSU game. I forget the other one they had, but they've been on the national scene more than Michigan this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Well, they've had some big games against some opponents, so
yeah.
I don't know. It's Nebraska.
Number 9, U of M, 3.5 at Nebraska. What say you?
Well, obviously, Michigan still run first offense. I mean, like we kind of talked about earlier, McNamara definitely looked better. But, all right, you ready for this? Michigan, 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 games against a Big Ten opponent.
Oh, wow. You're doing some Drew deep cuts today.
And by the way, I would totally go against Michigan for that alone. I am 1-4 picking Michigan this year, so I'm having a really tough time with Amazing Blue right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, in Nebraska, there are 2 close losses, Oklahoma, Michigan State. So, I mean, they've had some close games, but I'm not going to make the same mistake 2 weeks in a row, so we're going to go with Blue.
You're going with U of M.
And I can't have my sister threatening me anymore. It scares me. She's down the road, and I'm pretty sure she'd come to my house. So we're going Michigan.
Well, you know my theory on this, Drew.
I know. You got to go to Nebraska now?
you know, I don't want to.
Sure
I want to pick Michigan. I want to pick Michigan. I really do. But Michigan's
going to be a close one. I really think it's going to be close.
Michigan won't win. They won't win if we both pick the same team. We've picked them opposite the entire time, and they've gone undefeated. I have to go that route. I have
to.
Or else Michigan's going to lose. I have to pick opposite of you when it comes to the Michigan game. I have to wear my Michigan hat Friday through Saturday, and I have to put my Michigan shirt on right before game starts. That's how Michigan wins.
Well, and if nothing else, if I picked them, the chances are you're going to pick right if you go opposite of what I think.
So I don't want to. This is not even because it's only 3.5 point spread.
Yeah, a few points. I know. I see Michigan winning this one pretty easily. But who knows? I mean, see what the football gods have to say.
I guess I hope Michigan wins by 3. I mean, because that's the only way I'm going to win this pick. So I don't want to, but in order for Michigan to win, I have to go opposite you on this pick. All right. Have I made it clear? Or am I going to get evil texts from your sister now?
I can't say what's going to happen, Mark. All right. Knows where you live as well.
Yeah.
But you at least have a stay of execution until Sunday because she is out of town for the weekend.
All right. Magic 8 ball. Will Michigan win with the spread? As I see it, yes. So you and the Magic 8 ball are against me on this one. So I got to mark that down. They went with U of M. And that was our last big... All right, before we go to the NFC, let's just circle back with the 8-ball and see what they do, see what the 8-ball does with the Maryland and Ohio State game. Magic 8-ball, will Ohio State win with the spread? Come on. It doesn't... All right, now I got to get lined up to the camera. As I see it, yes. So it went with Ohio State. And now we've got Wisconsin at Illinois. Will Wisconsin win with the spread, Magic 8 Ball? What do you got going on in the background there?
Sorry, I was just getting ready for NFL here in a second. I just opened up the page here, and I was looking at some stuff earlier.
It is certain. It is certain. So we all pick Wisconsin on that one. All right. On to the NFC North. Sunday. Lions at Vikings. All right, so you're the last one to pick first. I'm going to pick first on this one. It's an easy one. I have no faith in Lions. I think they're going to be the absolute first team to go 0-6, to have complete losing records twice. It would be 0-17 this year, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
They're going to go 0-17.
They might be the first team ever to go on 17. That's a lot to say.
So I'm going with the Vikings. I want the Lions to win. I'll be cheering for the Lions. But, I'm going with the Vikings.
Well, we all want them to win. I mean, first of all, they were bad by design. This is a rebuild. And I don't care what anybody says. Jared Goff is not our quarterback of the future. And anybody who really thought he was coming into it.
He's a bridge.
He's a bridge. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's all he was. I mean, they were already bad. They have so many injuries. I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, half their offensive line might not play. I'm with you 100%. The Vikings, I don't think, they're not great, but they're going to be able to beat the Lions.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't want to bring up too much, but I remember a couple weeks ago you saying on the show how you had a different feeling about the Lions. Mm-hmm. This was kind of a different feeling, a little comeback against Baltimore.
I did.
Easily fooled, my friend.
Totally wrong on that. Wrong.
Oh, man, that Kool-Aid was flowing deep.
I it wasn't a full-on chug of the Kool-Aid because I said they were going to have 5 wins in the season.
That was high.
That was... Yeah. So it was just like sips of the Honolulu Blue Mai Tais. I've as you can tell, I've done a complete 180. I've reverted back to my preseason Lion mindset, and I'm just a grumpy, cynical Lions fan now, and they're going to lose out this year. I hope I'm wrong, but they're going to lose
out. Well, like I said, you can't be too angry with them. Stafford, good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback, inconsistent at times. He's doing well out in L.A.
Yeah.
He got down last night in the second half. I mean, kind of had some underthrown passes, but still played well.
He had a horrible first half.
They had to make a change. Yeah. Obviously, things weren't going to change. Things weren't going to get any better. Mm-hmm. This year is kind of what I expected. I thought we'd at least see 3, 4, maybe 5 wins, but I'm kind of with you. I don't know if they're going to get any.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see what the Magic 8-Ball says. Magic 8-Ball, will the Vikings win with the 9.5 point spread? and is thinking. Come on, man. I'm doing it left-handed, too, which is probably not the best. Ask again later. 8-ball's frustrating me. All right, Bears.
Shake her up a little bit.
Bears at Raiders. Raiders have the 5.5 spread on that.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
That just seems to fit. The Raiders have been in a lot of different cities, but in California. Once they settled on Las Vegas, it was like, boy, that just seems to fit. That just seems to make sense.
But it's always the L.A. Raiders, man. Don't get me wrong. Like you said, they played in many different cities. Yeah. But it's still Vegas.
And, did you watch them last week with the Chargers? There's more Raiders fans. More Raiders fans, and there were Charger fans there. I actually saw them in person in Pittsburgh. There's just something about the Raiders this year, and I really don't have that much faith in the Bears. I still feel like they're going to be getting their feet under them with their rookie quarterback, so I'm going with the Raiders on this one.
Yeah, well, you figure Justin Fields, first start or first game, right, against the Lions last week, and good old Lions sure did make the Buckeyes look good.
Man.
So, it was as bad as the Lions secondary is, though, Fields still only threw for a couple hundred yards, and Raiders are definitely on the up. They started off 3-0 before losing that game to the Chargers last week, so, yeah, I'm with the Raiders.
All right, Raider Nation.
Yep.
Ordering the jersey on Amazon as we speak, right?
Why not?
Magic 8-Ball, will Raiders win with the spread? Oh, I got to hit the camera button. And it's not focusing for me. Oh, heck with it. Better not tell you now, is what the 8-Ball said. So it's just being difficult. All right.
Not being very agreeable today.
Packers, this is the other one that's really iffy for me. I keep going back and forth on this one. Packers picked to win by 3, according to the spread, but they're at the Bengals. And the Bengals, they're a legit team again this year. They've got weapons. They've got a potent offense. They've got a decent defense. And they're at home. So, I don't know. What say you?
Well, what says I agree. I think the Bengals are definitely improved. They got Joe Burrow, and he's having a good rookie season. Is he good enough to beat Aaron Rodgers? I think it's kind of the big question here. Obviously, it's a team sport, but you got one of the best. I hate to say it because I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan.
Rodgers.
At the same time, he's going to go down in history as one of the best quarterbacks to suit up.
Yeah.
So is he ready to take on him and beat Packers? For some reason, Aaron Rodgers just has that way to win. He does whatever it takes, and somehow he puts the team over. So, yeah, I'm going with the Packers on the road.
Packers on the road. All right.
Give me the pack.
I'm going with the same logic I went with the PSU-Iowa game, going with the home team. With the home team. So, like I said, I really don't have a beat on that one at all. So, Bengals, because they're at home. Magic 8-Ball, will the Packers win with the spread? Concentrate and ask again.
Well, should I let the Magic 8-Ball know the Packers are 3-1 against the spread this year?
Really?
But I don't know if that's going to make the 8-Ball spin one way or the other, but I'm just letting it know.
All right. Well, we got it. Because the 8-Ball did not answer any one of the. See, I told you I wasn't used to NFC, so it needs more time to think.
Right.
Remember? All right.
Yeah, so
back to the Lions. Will the Vikings win with the spread? Come on. It's on the edge. It is decidedly so. So the Magic 8-Ball picks the Vikings. Bears at Raiders. Will the Raiders win with the spread? Concentrate and ask again. Come on! Going to the Packers and Bengals. Will the Packers win with the spread? Ask again later! Stupid 8-Ball. I'm going to send you back to China. All right. Will the Raiders win with the spread? Outlook good. So it goes with the Raiders. Will the Packers win with the spread? I gave it a good shake this time, which I don't like to do because sometimes bubbles get in the way. Cannot predict now. I'm telling you, it just doesn't like the NFC. It doesn't like the NFC North.
I'm not a big fan. Well, I mean, normally the Lions, but since I'm not really, I mean, we're still rooting for them, of course, but the other three, eh.
So the Magic 8-Ball is going with the Packers also.
All right.
Going with the Pack. As I see Aaron, it, yes.
Aaron Rodgers, that dirty, greasy new look of his.
Did you see the Allstate commercial with his little, cute little man bun?
Isn't that great?
Oh, it's like a little turd up there.
I have seen
it. Oh, my gosh. Let's take what's supposed to be the coolest guy in pro sports and make him look like the biggest dork on the planet with his dorky little man bun.
Oh, yeah. I think it's great.
All right. Well, there's our picks. We'll be texting back and forth throughout the weekend, and we'll, of course, update everyone on our progress on Friday when we return with, once again, Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. So
big weekend. Yeah. Big weekend this weekend. I feel it. It's gonna be hot.
As always, Drew, man, we appreciate what you bring to the show. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry for hanging up on you. Eventually, probably by the last day of us doing picks, we'll get a smooth entrance into the show.
It's always smooth, brother.
All right, Drew. Take care. We'll see you.
All right. See you guys.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we'll be back with more right after this.